I did not know, because I, you know, we've talked, I think, before when it comes to, you know, food items, and I don't read ingredients. I'm not reading labels. Occasionally I do for fun for different reasons, but I certainly have never read the label on my chapstick. Have you? Have you ever read?
No. No.
I don't use it, so it's okay.
Well, you're lucky then.
You don't have I'm lucky there.
You don't have the...
No, don't get the chap lips.
Because especially wintertime. I saw in USA Today, an online article, it said that chapped lip season is here. Any time of the year could be chapped lip season.
True.
But wintertime especially.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I can get the dryness, so I often grab a... But I didn't. It says here, not all lip balms are made the same. Some can even make... This is what I found fascinating. Some can even make dry lip situations worse.
Oh.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Great. I'm trying to help myself. Am I making things worse?
It's just what you want to do, yeah.
Sounds like one of those late night ads on TV. Take this drug, but.
Right.
Use this lip balm, but. Dr. Caroline Robinson, a dermatologist, says lips do not have oil glands like the rest of our skin, so your lip skin is thinner. For this reason, the skin tends to be drier and more sensitive. Okay.
All right.
Another dermatologist says that while balms and chapsticks can temporarily soothe irritated lips, they often have chemicals that may further cause irritation, especially if you're using one that has flavored or fragrant or preservatives. I had no clue.
Less ingredients, the better, apparently.
The best way to keep your lips moist in the winter is to moisturize frequently with thick healing ointments. This dermatologist recommends using thicker moisturizing ointments like Vaseline or Aquaphor in colder weather. Lighter lip moisturizers generally are better suited for warmer weather. Now, here's where this is the ingredients part. So the dermatologists say they recommend for lip balms using the following ingredients. Petrolatum, which is also called petroleum jelly. I'm familiar with that.
Okay,
we all are.
Yeah. Vaseline, isn't it?
Yeah. Mineral oils, lanolin, honey, beeswax, shea butter, and glycerin. Also, it says it's important to protect your lips from the sun using a lip balm with SPF 30. I wasn't even looking for SPF on my lip balm. I just was looking for it my sunscreen.
Oh, yeah.
I happen to have two.
Oh, I see.
Because, you know, I have a problem. I do get the dry lips here. So what? Right. Generally, I'm in the checkout line. It's like, I grabbed a chapstick and I grabbed a Burt's Bees.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I thought that was a bit more on the natural kind of realm of things.
Well, and you're correct. I should have consulted you because I had no clue. So yeah. I'm trying to read the...
I use some Burt's Bees products. So
oh, do you? Okay, so you know.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to read the ingredients on chapstick and there are none. There are none. It tells me I can visit chapstick.com.
Oh, there you go.
It is an SPF of 12, though.
Right, yeah.
Oh, and this says you need 30.
Yeah, so at least I've got an SPF.
A little
protection.
There, yes.
But on my Burt's Bees, again, they actually do, they list ingredients here.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. Now, this thing's got I won't use the scientific names. Thankfully, they gave me the sunflower seed oil, coconut oil, castor oils, lanolin. That's what was recommended. So I've got some lanolin here.
Lanolin, yep.
Shea butter. All right, got that in here. I'm doing good. It does have vanilla and vanilla extract. Yep, I can smell that in there. It does say vanilla bean on here, so I guess that's a flavor. I didn't even know it was flavored. I just picked it up because it was right there. Got some soybean oils, some canola oil, and so yeah.
And, sounds like that's the way to go.
And some beeswax in here. Well, it should be because it's Burt's Bees.
Burt's Bees, right.
So this, apparently, nothing against chapstick. I like it, but apparently Burt's Bees has got what I need.
Yeah.
Unless chapstick does too, again, but I have to consult the online site to get my ingredients out of chapstick. You need chapstick, you need to put your ingredients on your lip balm here, like Burt's Bees does.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Although
right.
Burt's Bees makes no reference to the SPF.
Oh, well.
So I don't know.
Yeah, maybe may have to look that one up.
Have to. Yeah. Although it does say here, going back to this article on USA Today, it does say that it's a good idea to rotate your lip products because the skin on our lips changes with each season and with age.
Oh.
Well, I didn't know that either.
I didn't either, no.
So I've got my winter lips now, so I'm going to use this. Maybe my summer lips, I can use the other one. So maybe other people knew that I didn't, that you know, of all the ingredients that I've got to read now, I've got to read the ingredients on my chapsticks. Or my lip balm or whatever.
Oh, I was trying to find if there's an SPF, but I can't, Charlie. I'm sorry.
Well, That's okay.
I apologize.
I appreciate you trying to help me out here. I'll put a link on our morning team page if you want to check it out further. It's USA Today.
A life-changing moment here.
It is. It is. I never
knew. A product change on your lip balm.
Yeah. I'm not just going to go grab any old lip balm anymore.
Well, so. I'm glad that you use the chapstick. I can never understand, and it drives me nuts when I see people who use the stuff that they dip on their finger
and put it on.
No.
I don't like that either. You know, because now my finger's messy.
Right. Okay. And you don't know where that finger's been. Anyway, so.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.